You're listening to SBS News.
After 14 days, it was finally time for the first group of Australians quarantined near Darwin to say goodbye. It was a joyous moment for 13-year-old Felicity Hee from Sydney.
I'm really excited because I actually really want to sleep in my own bed in my own room. And my family also wants to, but we really did like to stay here.
A traditional smoking ceremony and an Aussie barbecue marked the end of the evacuees' two-week stay at the Howard Springs facility. Zi Long Long from Melbourne says the 14 days in quarantine was like a holiday.
I went back to Wuhan at 10th of January, and previously we were going to leave Wuhan at 1st of February, but when the things got worse, we changed the plan to 25th, and then after 23rd, everyone cannot leave. So we're very thankful for the flight to take us back.
It's a sentiment echoed by fellow Melburnian Brian Leong.
So happy. Relieved more than anything else, but also really grateful and thankful for all the people involved. So AusMats, Border Force, the ADF, DFAT, the people of Darwin as well.
Zi Long Long says it was a very special experience for his family.
My son is only 1 year old. When he grows up, I will bring him back and stay here and say, when you're 1 year old, we stay here for 14 days, we leave China.
Colin Drysdale from Australian Border Force has praised the positivity of the 266 people now returning home.
Our guests here over the last 2 weeks have displayed fantastic levels of resilience, community spirit and optimism throughout their stay here. They've been wonderful guests to have.
Activities and use of recreational facilities inside the former mining camp were cancelled in the lead-up to departure. After seven people evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, who were being quarantined in a separate area of the facility, tested positive to the coronavirus. Abigail Truen is from the Australian Medical Assistance Team at the facility.
It's not mingling across all areas. They are separate defined areas that are kept separate for very important reasons, and the residents do understand that, and we are explaining that continually and will continue to support them through this next few weeks.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy says despite the increasing COVID-19 threat in Japan and South Korea, the cases of the virus in Australia are well contained.
Go about your normal business. There is no community transmission of this virus in Australia. There is no risk to people walking around the streets, walking in the shopping centres. The only risk is being in contact with people who've come from an area where there's high transmission or there's contact.
For the Diamond Princess evacuees remaining at Howard Springs, they have another week and a half to wait before they too can return home. Amy Hall, SBS News.